Earlier this week, Roanoke City Council gave tentative approval to a motion calling on the General Assembly to permit cities, towns, and counties the option to prohibit guns in public buildings. Councilman John Garland presented the motion and pointed to Roanoke's municipal building.
We've got Commissioner Revenue and Treasury Department right there at the front door. They collect taxes, and we know how some people like to pay taxes. And we don't even have a security guard.
He says such an option would increase the safety for those who visit or work in the building. But Roanoke Tea Party President Greg Aldridge says it would do just the opposite.
You're reducing the number of law-abiding people who will have firearms and could possibly have the ability to protect innocent people.
And he says it's a clear violation of Second Amendment rights. Council members gave initial approval to that proposal, but it still needs a formal vote. Garland will meet with Tea Party members tonight at the Holiday Inn Tanglewood. Evan Jones, WFIR News.